Clarksburg is seeing a resurgence in methamphetamine abuse. Officials there say that the drug is contributing to a rise in the homeless population, and it's putting strain on services. Taylor Sisk is a freelance health reporter working with 100 Days in Appalachia. He wrote about how people who provide substance abuse and homelessness services are concerned that awareness of meth's impact on the community is far lower than issues surrounding opioid abuse. Appalachia Health Coordinator Kara Lofton spoke with Taylor about his reporting.
I want to start by hearing from one of the characters in your story. It's a guy named Gary Hamrick who works at the local Day Report Center in Clarksburg.
You know, from what I'm seeing, we don't have an opioid crisis. We have a drug crisis.
Can you elaborate a little bit about what he's referring to?
Yes, I mean, as I think most of us are aware, there very definitely has been an opioid crisis, an epidemic in Appalachia and across the country. What they're seeing now in Clarksburg, though, is methamphetamines, is the return of methamphetamines. Meth was a problem in the 80s and the 90s and into the after the turn of the century, but then pretty much dissipated. But now meth is back. Obviously, there's still opioid users, but what they're seeing much more in Clarksburg is methamphetamines. And I think Gary will tell you that in the drug testing they do at his day center, the vast majority of positive tests are meth, or at least include meth.
Is this an issue particular to Clarksburg specifically, or West Virginia, or is it nationwide?
It's nationwide. The CDC indicates that deaths from involving methamphetamines have tripled across the country between 2011 and 2016. I travel Appalachia from western New York down into northern Mississippi, and just anecdotally, I'm hearing this more and more frequently, that meth is back. Meth is a bigger issue. We still have an opioid problem, but meth is becoming much more prevalent.
So let's listen to one more bite from Hamrick.
If you narrowly define a drug addiction crisis like opioids, then it's much easier at some point to declare a victory.
What does he mean by that exactly?
Well, Gary is concerned that the federal government is going to one day declare victory over opioids. A lot of gains have been made. But Gary's fear is that if there no longer is a prevalence of opioids in his community, the federal government's going to pull their funding out. They're going to pull out much-needed funding for prevention and treatment for his peer recovery coaches. And he's going to have no funding, and he's still going to have a drug problem.
So let's turn to another guy you spoke to at length, someone named Lou Ortenzio. What is his story?
Well, Lou has a very interesting story. He was a family practitioner in Clarksburg. He was selected as Citizen of the Year back in the early 90s. And then the stress, he opened up a free clinic and I think overtaxed himself. And the stress of the job led him to start taking opioids. He was, as he'll admit, he was abusing opioids. And then he was overprescribing opioids. And he lost everything pretty much. He lost his family. He lost his medical license. And then he had an awakening. He found a calling through religion to work with people in recovery. And now he runs the mission in downtown Clarksburg.
And talk to me a little bit about the mission. What do they kind of do, and like what is their role in Clarksburg?
Well, I think the mission is sort of it's a safe haven. With Lou and his staff, they find empathy. They find people who have experienced addiction. A number of his staff have suffered addiction and are in recovery. And so I think it's a gathering place. It's a place where a number of recovering addicts are available for mentoring. There really is a nurturing environment there for people in recovery.
Ortenzio tells an interesting story that he says he heard from someone he met at a recovery conference. I want to listen to that real quick.
A woman who I'd met last year came up and told the story of her son who had been on opiates, but then went on methamphetamine. And when he came into a Medicaid assisted provider, the doctor said, there's no opiates in your system. Go home and use a little bit and come back on Monday and we'll get you on Suboxone. And he went home and banged fentanyl and died. She had tremendous hostility against the physician, of course, but he was following what the protocol is because you've got to have opiates in your system in order to get on Suboxone. You've got to be withdrawing in order to qualify for Suboxone according to the protocols that follow.
What is going on there? Is the recovery community too oriented toward opioids and isn't reacting quickly enough to meth? What happened?
Well, it's a complicated issue. But there is no Suboxone for methamphetamine. There is no methadone. There is no drug to withdraw from methamphetamines. What you'll hear is that it's almost to your advantage if you do have another drug in your system in addition to methamphetamine, so that you can be detoxed, so that you can then get into a recovery facility.
To kind of go back to Hamrick's fear about if the federal government declares victory against opioids, if there isn't a drug that can basically help you detox from methamphetamine, what does that mean in terms of addiction in these communities that are seeing sort of a shift in drug of choice?
As Gary told me, there's always a path forward, but there's no single path. I mean, there's no silver bullet. It requires a number of things. It requires more treatment options, more effective treatment options. It requires better coordination of services. It requires, foremost, is housing. It requires transportation. It requires vocational training. It requires all these things, and it requires the commitment of a community to get behind all these wraparound services. There is no single path.
That was Taylor Sisk with 100 Days in Appalachia speaking with Kara Lofton. You can see Taylor's reporting at 100daysinappalachia.com. Appalachia Health News is provided with support from CAMC and Marshall Health.